Hey there, this is Steve Horsman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. I appreciate it. Today I want to talk about something that happens a lot when I first talk to a guy. And the very first thing he asks me is, what if this doesn't work? When he says this, what he's talking about is, what if this work I'm going to do on myself, what if all this personal growth and exploration and discovery and transformation, what if all this man stuff I'm going to be working on doesn't work? What if she leaves me anyway? What if she doesn't like it? What if she doesn't approve of me? And you can already tell where I'm going in this video, can't you? He's worrying about the wrong things. There is no such thing as saving the relationship that he's in. The one that he is trying to save is the one he doesn't want. The old version of the marriage is version 1.0. It was created by a version 1.0 of him, a version 1.0 of her. And until both of them decide that they're going to become version 2.0s of each other, there's never going to be a new version of the marriage. He has to let version 1.0 go, and any expectation of fixing or saving that by doing the work that he's going to do. The problem with the word works is that you're looking for an outside measure. You're looking for outside validation or some result or consequence that you're doing the right things. And so if you're going to sign up for this kind of work, if you want to become a confident, happy, calm, stable, grounded, centered man who knows exactly who he is and what he expects of himself and what he wants in life and where he's going, if he's going to become that man, he has to know he's going to become that man no matter what happens. He has to be totally outcome independent and detached from the outcome of what's going on in his life in his relationship. If all he wants to do is save the current version of his marriage, he shouldn't do this work. In fact, I say, don't read my articles, don't watch my videos, don't call for a consultation call if you think that the correct measure of happiness and well-being is saving the current version of the relationship you have right now. Because the measures that you need are internal. If you want to be happy, that'll be measured internally. If you want to be grounded and calm and confident, that's an internal measure. It's not an external measure. It's one of the most important things we teach in coaching in my program, is to understand the value of internal measurements instead of seeking constantly for outside indicators, a validation, approval, results outside of yourself, outside of your control that somehow tells you that this stuff is working. So whenever I hear the word working, I know that a guy's headed down a wrong way of thinking. The only way you know that this kind of work is working for you is when you start feeling calmer. You start feeling more clear in your head about where you're going and what you're creating. You know you don't have control over her actions and her thoughts and her emotions and the final consequences and results of your relationship. You don't have control over that. In fact, the harder you try to control it and grasp onto the external indicators, the worse things get every single time. So if you're going to get involved in this work, I ask you to understand this word working is not the right word. How do I know if it works or if it's working? The only way you know is by the way you feel. And let me ask you a question. If you knew that you were going to feel calm and confident, clear-headed, grounded, very centered in yourself, and very clear about who you are, what you believe, why you believe it, and what you want, and how you're going to create it, and where you're going. What if you had that? What if you knew that that was going to happen? Would you worry anymore about whether or not this was working? So I hope that makes sense to you. Give me a call or send me an email if you want to talk more about it. Thanks again for watching. Bye-bye.